This is a community that loves its young people, supports them, and wants to see them go on, become successful, and above all, come back here. I'm talking with Sarah Hondell because she came up with an idea that's going on today over in Kenai, and it is a scholarship fair where all of the people who invest in scholarships, and there is a myriad of them. Sarah, how many vendors do you have here that are talking about scholarships that are available?
I'm glad you asked, Merrill. We have 13 organizations that are here today. One of the things I want to say, though, even though we have 13 organizations, some of them offer multiple scholarship opportunities. Just like the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, we offer four different scholarship opportunities, and I know City of Soldotna is pretty close to that, too, in their offerings.
And not all of the vendors are here. Not everybody is represented. And the scholarships, we have a paradigm. When we think of scholarships, we think of grades, test scores, athletic scholarships, and things like that. But yet in this community, there are scholarships for having done nothing but serve the community, which isn't, Rotary's not here, but those scholarships are very unique. And so do you have any idea of how many scholarships are actually available?
In our area on the Kenai Peninsula or Central Kenai Peninsula, I don't know, but I know for our Kenai Peninsula students, when I was researching vendors to ask to come and be a part of this event, I think I reached out to somewhere over 80 scholarships around the state that our Kenai Peninsula students could potentially qualify for. It's pretty exciting. I know that the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, parents, make sure your kids go on to One Stop because there is a great active list of scholarships that are available there. But also, I want to mention who is in attendance today. Here's a shout out to Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators. We have Alaska's Kenai Peninsula Chapter Safari Club International. We have Central Peninsula Hospital and Central Peninsula Health Foundation. We have City of Soldotna, Credit Union One, Kenai Chamber of Commerce, Kenai Peninsula Builders Association, Kenai Peninsula College, Kenai Middle School College, and the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, Muir Family Trust, PEO Chapter M Kenai, Peninsula Job Center, and Soldotna Chamber of Commerce.
Now, one thing all of those places have in common is if they have a scholarship committee, they're looking for applicants, and usually they're short of applicants. Many scholarships don't even get applied for right here in our local community. So this is an opportunity to not only let the students look to their future, but mom and dad, grandma and grandpa that have kids that are available, starting wherever you want to start, freshman year or junior year, start looking at what's available and then make your educational plan accordingly.
Our community scholarship fair started at 10 a.m. and even though it's a cold Saturday morning, we had parents beating down the door ready to come in with their students. And you're right, Merrill, it's not just high school seniors that show up or continuing adult learners. We had sophomores, juniors, the whole gamut coming to pre-plan for their education.
So you're happy with the turnout?
I'm very happy. We've had a steady flow today. This is our first annual scholarship fair, and we just are excited to be able to make it bigger and better for next year.
Looking forward to that. Now, can the kids apply, pick up applications here, and get their name in the queue?
Yes. So we were going until 1 p.m. today. There's time for them to go to every table. And one of our fun carrots is that if they came in person today, they could sign up for a $500 scholarship just by being in attendance. We're going to pull that drawing on Monday morning.
That's easy, but we're looking forward to hearing who that winner is. A great idea. Thank you, Sarah, for putting this together, and everybody who attended, and all of the people who raise money throughout the year to invest in our youth and their future. I'm Merrill Sikorski, returning you to that scholarly sound of KSRM.